Reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us to talk Sabres hockey on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres have looked better since we last spoke. They've won two of their last three, including a seven-goal outburst and a win over New Jersey Monday. Well, let's take stock. The Sabres had a great October, a rough November, winning only 3 of 13 games. But they are right in the playoff mix and for now look to be back on track.
They are right in the playoff mix, and that's what happens when you bank points like they did early. I mean, you can struggle for a month and you can stick in the playoff race. They've settled down pretty nicely here, and I'd even take it back further than that first Leafs game last Friday. I mean, they played a good game in Florida, a good game in Boston almost 2 weeks ago. So this is by far their best stretch since October. I mean, there's no secret behind it. They just look more cohesive. They're tired defensively. And I think a lot of that defensive play is creating offensive opportunities for them. And even in Saturday's loss to the Maple Leafs in Toronto, they played pretty well. They probably could have won the game. And they responded Monday by playing one of their best games this season. I mean, that was an awful New Jersey club they should have exploited. And they did. And they ran him out of the house in basically the first 5 or 10 minutes. And I've seen a lot of bad periods of hockey at KeyBank Center over the years, and that might have been the worst performance I've ever seen over a 20-minute stretch by the Devils.
Well, for a while now, Ralph Kruger's lineup has featured 11 forwards and 7 defensemen instead of the standard 12 and 6. He seems to like how that's been working.
He likes it a lot, and I believe they're 3-1-2 using 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. And it's not, I mean, some teams do it occasionally, but it's not something you see utilized regularly. But defense is a position of strength for the Sabres, and they have a lot more depth there. And they just, the forwards they're bringing up from Rochester, I mean, they've played a little bit. But, I mean, for a while they were scratching Colin Miller, a defenseman they acquired from the Vegas Golden Knights during the summer, who was a pretty good defenseman. And for them to be scratching a guy like him over a recall from Rochester, on some levels it doesn't make sense because you're not putting your best 18 players out there. So I think Ralph Kruger, it's something he's utilized in the past, and I think it's something down the stretch we might see again. Now they're getting some forwards back. Evan Rodriguez is probably going to be available to play tonight. Kyle Oposo is skating again and could return in the next week or two. So they're going to have better options up front. But it wouldn't shock me if Ralph Kruger uses 7-11 in the future.
Well, you recently wrote an article about Jeff Skinner and how he seems to have success no matter whom he's playing next to. He played with Jack Eichel most of last season. For the last few games, he's been skating with Connor Sheary and Johan Larsson, who usually plays on the fourth line.
Johan Larsson moving up to center Jeff Skinner and Connor Sheary was certainly a surprise. I mean, as you say, he's a guy that's been on the third or fourth line most of the year. I think at the time he was moved up, he had 1 assist. But so far, it's worked. I mean, the line, they're all undersized guys. They're all pretty aggressive, tenacious. And I think that style, I mean, Johan Larsson plays a pretty simple style. He wins a lot of battles. He does have some skill that I think we don't get to see a lot just because of the role he's cast in. But I think it's meshed pretty well with Jeff Skinner. And when Jeff Skinner signed that 8-year, $72 million contract in June, we figured that he would be with Jack Eichel for the near future. I mean, they were dynamic most of last year. They were both all-stars. Jeff Skinner had a career season. And when Ralph Kruger separated them before the season, you thought it was only a temporary thing. But here we are, 28 games into the year, and Jeff Skinner and Jack Eichel have only really played together on the power play. That's a credit to Jeff Skinner's talents and just his ability to adapt and play beside anyone. I mean, he has 11 goals now. That's a 30-plus goal pace, and he's managed to do that beside Marcus Johansson, Evan Rodriguez, and Johan Larsson. And if you'll remember from Jeff Skinner's Carolina Hurricanes career, he never played with an elite center. He never played with a Jack Eichel. So he's used to playing with, I think, different types of guys, and it shows.
Well, goaltender Carter Hutton had a tough month of November. He's lost his last 5 games. He's allowed 4 or more goals in 4 of his last 5. Linus Ullmark has been the better option over the last couple of weeks. Would you expect them to continue to split time, or do you see Ullmark becoming more of the number one?
Ullmark could definitely become more of the number one. I think he already has. And as you say, Carter Hutton struggled now for over a month. He hasn't won since October. I wouldn't pin all the struggles on him. I think a lot of the nights he's had very poor defensive support. But definitely Linus Ullmark could emerge as the number one goalie by the winter or by the end of the season. I think organizationally they probably want him to be the number one just because of his age. He's a lot younger than Carter Hutton. But that said, we've seen this before. I mean, Linus Allmark kind of wrestled some games away from Carter Hutton last winter, and it didn't last long. And by the end of the year, Carter Hutton was the number one again, and he was the number one again earlier this year. And Carter Hutton played very well in Toronto on Saturday. I mean, he had over 40 saves. I think he wants that overtime goal back, but he was their backbone back there, and that should earn him another start here soon. And just because of the Sabres' schedule, it's hard to predict how they'll utilize their goalies. I mean, they have a crazy schedule, and most goalies can't play back-to-backs, don't play back-to-backs. So with all these games clustered together, I think Carter Hutton should receive some action.
Well, the Sabres begin a three-game Western road trip with a game in Calgary tonight. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.